the lights down low. Y'all wanna help me? Upstroke. Y'all wanna help me? Just a upstroke. Y'all wanna help me? Just a upstroke. Tell me that ain't funky. I specialize in funk just to keep you satisfied. Come on. Make some noise in A, Josh. Make some noise in A. Oh.
Prince's life story, the true one, not the fabrication, is the best example we have both of how easily the global statesman can distort our stories when we are denied access to all the information, the behind-scenes machinations of power, and of how they use the EMF weapon among the many purposes that power has for it to be able to manufacture any false story they intend to accompany a threat, both in life and after death. Consider how easy it is for these people, planning for centuries to maintain their exclusive hold on determining the future, amassing tremendous resources, most importantly, us, to allow them to do it. Armed with Plato for legitimization and the techniques of poisonous pedagogy to ensure their mission continues across generations, teaching their children to believe that establishing the Republic is a noble ambition. Ensure their children will continue to do it. In theory, ad infinitum. Primed and eager. It is their only purpose in life, so they are driven to ferret out the disobedient, the threats, and to sic their minions on them. So these artists we love doing their mea culpas, please know they were surrounded with agents. Who's who must wait for our future. So know as well, the global statesman literally made this mess called class imposed while freedom is waiting for us. And until enough of us consciously choose not to bend, but to straighten our backs and choose love, found through a process in which we hearken, which requires listening to the infinite, not to the machinations of power. Trust, these public floggings. I mean, we all abuse our power from the infinite. That's the point. They can point their finger at any one of us. The system teaches us to abuse our power by abusing us. So these public floggings are primarily for them, the artists, not us. It is a message to their tribe. Any one of you we target with EMF, keep silent or you will lose your livelihood. The issue of power, the one from the infinite, the one we're born with, is interesting. As Proudhon has explained, that to defer to legitimate authority is inherent in us. And Prince tells us that at some point, a few hijacked this process, chose to abuse their power of superior information, and I'm talking the origins of class, not this current mess Power has orchestrated, not just for distraction, as I said, but as a clear threat. At some point, in the early days of class, some priests, we've been arguing, chose to abuse their power of superior information. We do have free will, also a gift from the infinite. So those with true power, like Prince, can only develop it by choosing not to abuse it. And again, this gets back to that issue of being able to see hidden power. I go back and forth on this question, as you can see. We got to get straight, but don't wait. Start hearkening and putting into practice what you see. That is, that we got to be free. You know, attend to life. Be it. Holy, holy. We can only develop our true power by choosing not to abuse it. And this is a process. And then we're going to be looking at this process in more depth as we go along. It's a process. It takes time, a.k.a. our lives. Rock steady, baby. Now that's counting.